Okay, let's jump right in. We're doing a quick but really interesting deep dive for you today. It's all about how where you are changes everything, even in golf. We're looking specifically at playing par four holes in South Africa.
Exactly. And we're pulling insights from the Golf Day Buddy app. The big question is, why do you need a completely different game plan there? And what are the, real advantages if you get it right?
Right. So let's break it down simply. Why are South African courses, well, such a different beast compared to maybe what people are used to in the US or Europe? Where does it get tricky? The Golf Day Buddy app points to the land itself, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The land is definitely challenge number one. You're often dealing with like really bumpy ground, hills, little valleys, fairways that aren't flat at all. It's quite diverse terrain.
So you can't just stand there and hit it.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
You got to think about where to put the ball and your stance, how to stand. Just getting good contact is harder.
Okay, and then there's the wind. I mean, wind's everywhere in golf, but what's the deal in South Africa? The app mentions it's kind of crazy.
It is. It's really unpredictable, especially because of the local plants. You've got this stuff called finbos. It's like this thick, bushy vegetation.
Finbows. Okay, how does that affect the wind?
Well, it creates these weird little wind tunnels and gusts that just, pop up out of nowhere. You really have to watch the trees, maybe even the birds, to get a clue and pick the right club. And if your ball goes in the finbows, well, good luck finding it.
So hitting it straight becomes super important then. Forget just bombing it out there.
Precisely. Accuracy is king there. And then there's the air itself, altitude, humidity.
Right, the physics. How does that change things? Does the ball actually fly differently?
It really does. Higher up, the air is thinner, less resistance, so
Gotcha.
your ball travels further. That 7 iron you normally hit a certain distance, it could easily go like 10, maybe 15 yards longer.
Wow. Okay, so you have to completely rethink your club choices.
Totally. You might need to take one less club than you normally would just to hit your target distance. It takes some getting used to.
So, wrapping this part up, what does knowing all this, the bumpy land, the weird wind, the thin air, what does that actually do for you, the golfer?
It means you can see the problems before they happen. You can anticipate. You're not just reacting when your ball sails over the green or gets knocked down by a sudden gust. You plan for it. That's how you play better.
That makes sense. Anticipation, that seems key. So, thinking bigger picture now, why do the pros there, guys like Ernie Els, care so much about all these little local details?
Well, it connects directly to what we just talked about.
Yeah.
South African pros, they often focus way more on hitting it accurately than hitting it super far. They use their deep knowledge of the course, every bump, every tricky wind pattern to stay out of trouble.
Trouble like that Finbo stuff, or maybe water hazards you can't easily see.
Exactly. Avoiding penalty strokes is huge.
Yeah.
They know where the danger is, even if it's hidden. The Golf Day Buddy app points this out too. They even know about the different types of grass.
Yes, the grass. That's mentioned as a big factor too. How does the grass change things?
Yeah, so you often find Kikuyu grass there. It's quite thick and wiry. It sits the ball up, almost like it's on a little cushion, but it can also grab your club if you're not careful, especially around the greens.
So you have to hit the ball differently off it.
You do. You often need to hit down on it more sharply to get clean contact, especially with your short irons or when chipping. Knowing which type of grass your ball is sitting on, well, it's like having that secret map we talked about. It tells you how to play the next shot.
So it's not just about having a general strategy, it's about adapting constantly based on this like hyper local information. And the Golf Day Buddy app suggests this is the real benefit, right? This adaptability lowers your score, builds confidence.
Absolutely. Fewer penalties, smarter shots, it all adds up to lower scores. And when you feel like you know how to handle the course, your confidence just grows. So yeah, we've seen how strategy isn't universal.
Yeah.
It really has to change based on where you are, right down to the type of grass under your ball.
We took a deep dive using those great tips from the Golf Day Buddy app. So here's something to think about. If you need to adjust your golf game, something you might think is the same everywhere for local grass and wind, what simple habit in your own life, maybe at work or just daily routine, needs a bit of a local or cultural tweak for you to be more successful? Just something to mull over about that power of adapting to where you are.